You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Reading a story this morning about the professions most likely to cheat at work. And they talk about how 14% of these people take advantage of work trips when they are going out of town on a work trip.
Yeah.
And that's when the shenanigans take place.
Oh, watch out now.
So, you know, the thing is, the numbers that they quote here, they say 43% of workers admit to having an affair with a colleague at work at some point in their life.
That's a pretty hefty number, isn't it?
Huge. But the more you dig into it, it says that would include even just flirting, which
that's I
flirting may be
that's just kinda
wrong, but I don't see that as having an affair.
No. At what point does it cross over to affair land? Is it when you lock lips?
Well, it's either that or a lot of people are more worked up, get more worked up over emotional infidelity than they
sure.
even do physical
yeah,
infidelity.
Yeah, that's the thing. My wife doesn't understand me. Thank you for listening
yeah, right,
to me.
You know.
That whole thing. Yeah.
But 43% say, yes, I've messed around with a coworker at least once in my life. I have.
So have I, and then I married her.
You married her.
But she wasn't married at the time, but...
She was living with someone.
Living with somebody, so yeah, I guess I can say I did.
So, what are the professions, by the way? What are the professions that are most likely to cheat at work? Let's go down the list, because then we have the list of professions that are least likely to cheat.
You want to go from the bottom up?
I do. And the thing is, you've got to remember, I know some people are going to get worked up over these, especially when we get to the list of professions least likely to cheat, because people always have anecdotal stories like, oh, well, how can you say, you know, that law enforcement person because, you know, my husband was a cop and he cheated on me. Yeah, we're talking vast numbers here.
Just in
so
general.
It's most likely and least likely. Not that it's impossible.
And really, how many times have we seen the story where they see the police car out in a parking lot somewhere and the police cars are rocking?
Not that often.
So, no, a lot, Dom.
Oh. Number 10 of the professions most likely to cheat at work, armed forces.
Is that a tank in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
It's a bazooka.
I could see that. I mean, you're out away for
especially
very long
deployed.
Stretches. Absolutely. If you're deployed, you're lonely.
You're deployed, and it's a high-stress situation.
Yeah, you need to relieve the stress. And you're all right, jacked and in great shape. So
let's talk about number 9. Get Jason, our engineer,
where
in here.
Come on.
It says IT.
IT? What?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they come into your office and they're working on that computer under your desk and they're, you know, leaned over and their booty's sticking out while they're trying to plug your mouse back in or whatever.
Yeah, next thing you know, they got their hard drive out.
Control-Alt-Delete that ass.
Number 8, accountants, banking, and finance. I am turned on by a ledger. I'm not going to lie.
Accounts, banking, and finance.
Accountants, banking, and finance.
Yeah, accountants. I don't get that one.
But, I mean, what's there to get? I mean, people are people.
Well, I'm trying to puzzle these out, though, as to why these are the highest in the top 10 here. Like, you know, what the turn-ons are with all of these. And why
maybe
in
these
particular situations.
Maybe for some of these industries, they just attract beautiful people.
I mean, banking, are you there late at night making sure all the books balance and everything and it's quiet?
No, I'll tell you what, they're making a late-night deposit is what
they're
doing.
Nobody's in the safe. You want to go fool around?
Number 7, property and construction.
Property and construction. Okay.
Tool belt jokes, I guess.
Maybe, or if you're out building a house somewhere in the middle of nowhere and you got time, you know, I don't know.
I wonder if like a property manager falls into that. I wonder if realtors fall into the property.
Oh, you know they do.
Got those open houses, you know, nobody's there.
Perfect.
I'm going to do a showing. Come here, I'm going to show you.
Perfect.
Number 6, engineering and manufacturing. What can you say about that?
Manufacturing? What?
I don't know. Number 5, hospitality and events management. This one I get.
I get this one too, yeah. Yeah, if you're throwing a big event, say a wedding or something, maybe you're there overseeing how everything's going, you bump into a groomsman.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Or even hotel stuff. You know, they got rooms.
I love hotel stuff.
God. Number four, transport and logistics. I don't even know what that means.
Yes, I'm into logistics. I don't know what that means either.
I don't remember. So we're going to skip it. Number three, healthcare. Doctors, okay. nurses. Plan doctor.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, a high stressful job where you just like need sweet release.
And, you know, they are busy saving lives and
it's kind of a turn on, you know, like you saved five people's lives today. Oh my God, take me now.
Number two, teachers. Hot for teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Teachers are the number two profession most likely to cheat with a coworker.
Okay.
A little extra credit going on.
Yeah, staying after school, whatever. Mm-hmm. See, the whole thing with the coworkers, though, is what gets me. Because I would think it would be with parents. Because you see so many parents come and go every year. You got a fresh batch that comes through. New pickings, you know.
Well, I'm sure it does happen. But it's more likely to happen with other people there within the school.
Okay. All right.
Down in the supply closet, you know.
Reaching for the paper on the copy machine at the same time. Like, oh.
Your hands touch.
Oh, sorry, Tina.
Number one, most likely to have an affair. Most likely to cheat at work. Salespeople, Jeremy.
You got to close the deal, Dom. You got to close the deal. Absolutely 100%. You're going out on client meetings, drinks, client getaways. Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what?
Do you want to speak to that at all?
I don't want to say anything. I don't.
Is there really nothing you want to say about this?
There's nothing I want to say about all that. Right. Okay. No.
You good? I like Emma who wrote about the fitness industry. And yes, yes, and yes, I worked at a gym for quite a few years. And you knew who was messing around with who. It was kind of like a one big soap opera. In fact, we had somebody that was in our wedding who stood up with Nicole. She left her husband for a guy at the gym. So the gym is a hotbed.
Yeah. Well, plus, you know, people who work at a gym generally are in very good shape. And so, you know, they're just...
Yeah. You're all sweaty and jacked and hormones are raging.
Professions least likely to cheat. All right, number 10, retail. I guess. Okay. Number nine, public services and administration. I don't know what that means.
Because they're boring.
Marketing, advertising, and PR.
I guess. I don't know. Those are very creative-minded people. I feel like they would be out doing creative things with other people.
Getting creative in the bedroom. Number seven, environment and agriculture. The
like
horny
farmers?
Farmer.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, it could be people in the agricultural industry. They're on their farm. They're out on their land. They're not in an office.
Well, they're usually not cheating with another person.
that's bad.
No!
Number six, law/legal, please.
You think?
This one, come.
Because I feel like they're around a bunch of people that they see these situations where marriages end really badly and they don't want to be a part of that because it's such a nightmare. So they're like, I'm not doing that. I kind of get that one.
Come here, I'll show you my briefs.
Stupid.
I object.
All right. Ooh. All right.
You are in contempt right now. Number five, media.
Oh, look at that. We're in the clear.
Top five. We are trustworthy people.
Shoot. Don't Who are the forget. Two that got fired from Good Morning America for having an affair recently?
That's right.
Right? I don't believe that one bit.
Number four, the creative arts and design.
Like theater folks?
I guess.
Because the theater folks were the horniest, randiest kids in high school and in college.
Truth.
Yeah.
First time I ever kissed a girl was at play practice.
Yeah, the theater kids have a reputation.
Something just does it.
They crazy.
See, these are the least likely to cheat. Number three, law enforcement and security. Well, mall cops are not going to get a lot of action. Probably
not.
But regular cops.
Cops be getting action, man.
That's when I hear from people who were married to police officers, both male and female, that they say it's kind of a randy profession.
Yeah, I don't know. High stress and
sure, a lot of stress.
You're out and about all day. You're bound to meet somebody.
Professions least likely to cheat. Number two, business, consulting, and management. Yeah, consultants.
Boring. They'll just tell you what you're doing wrong when you're making out. Here's how I would have done it.
That's right. I would have put my leg like so.
I would have stretched a little bit more before her.
Number one on the list, Jeremy, professions least likely to cheat at work are scientists and pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals, good. I'm glad. They should be, you know, curing diseases and stuff. They should be focusing on that kind of stuff versus getting freaky with your coworker next to the Bunsen burners.
I guess science. Okay, all right.
They're science minded.
That
man.
sounds to me like a cliche. That's all. Like, this was done with, well, of course, this was done with a survey, so people in these industries were the ones who were answering. You know, that's a funny thing about a survey like that. If you got sent a survey, Jeremy, let's say, hypothetically, you get a survey. It's like, hi, Jeremy, you're in the media. Have you ever had an affair with a coworker?
Yeah, what are you going to say? You're going to be honest or be like, no?
First of all, you got to start with what percentage of people will be honest?
20%, man. I think it's a small number that'll be on it. You'd be like, is this anonymous? Where's this going? You'll feel just guilty. Maybe you felt guilty in the act. You're going to feel so guilty when you check the yes box. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
But they also say, yes. You know, that people who are guilty of stuff like this, it kind of eats them up on the inside, and they want to unburden their soul. And they want to tell somebody. So if you did it in an anonymous way, maybe that checks that box.
But again, you still don't know where this is going to end up. I don't know. I don't know, buddy. But pharmacists, in my experience, have you seen that most pharmacists are very mad all the time and angry?
I used to, but not anymore.
God, the one I go to. Constantly
you go
grumpy.
To an angry pharmacist?
All of them that work at this particular location, constantly grumpy. Like they don't have time for you.
You know what I like about the one that I go see now? She's not like lead pharmacist, but she's like number two pharmacist in that.
All right.
You know? Anyway, she is snarky. And there's something charming about a snarky pharmacist. Who makes funny little jabs at whatever you're getting.
Gotcha.
Or whatever.
Like, you've been needing these for a while. You know?
Yeah.
I slipped a couple extra in there for you.
Or they will she will sometimes talk about a side effect, and I know she's just like kidding.
Yeah. Right.
But there's something, so you don't want to ever leave that pharmacist. If they are joking around about your prescription, that is classic.
That's so nice that you have that. I don't have that.
You've got the grumpy one. I got the snarky one.
Phone number.
Counting pills again.
Okay.
All day long.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, this was a Yahoo survey. If you want to do a little Google search for it, it'll give you all the deets. So, anyway. All right, coming up in a little bit, we have a trending report. A good trending report today. Anything special you want to highlight?
How about this product that you should be putting in your hair to give it that healthy, youthful glow? It's kind of a weird product. We'll tell you about it coming up in trending.
Traffic update time.
Got a couple of wrecks still.